Are you okay? I would say that I do not mean to pry, but you did specifically tell me to come here, that you wanted to talk. So, I assume the reason that you want to talk is the reason why you are looking, worried. Am I correct? Well, do you want to tell me what it is? Or do you need more time? It is okay if you have decided that now that I am here that you are not ready to talk about it. You want to? Okay, then. All right, let's do it this way. Is it something bad? Depends. Is it something that is upsetting you? Not exactly. What I am trying to get at is, has something terrible happened to you? Are you in trouble? Unwell? Or. No? Okay. Then. Is it that you have something to say that you are happy with, but you are worried how other people will react to it? I see. I thought so. So, I don't know what I can say to make you more comfortable with telling me. No, I wasn't trying to make you feel guilty or imply that I am angry that I think you do not trust me enough. Clearly, this is something that is hard for you. I do not know if I said whatever it is not going to change how I feel about you. But I do not know if you will believe this. It is pretty windy outside, yes. Well, so, you'll just have to tell me when you're ready. I'm listening. I'm not going to run away. That is a bad choice of words, as I physically could not run away, but you understand. So, take a deep breath for me. And tell me what is on your mind. I see. So, you do not feel like you agree with the gender you were assigned at birth. That is not so unusual. I mean, we know trans people, so. It is not this simple. In what way? Oh, you do not identify as neither male nor as female. Okay. What? Well, yes, I do feel pretty calm about it. What did you think I was going to do? It is not so strange, Sonasko. Not to me, anyway. Things are pretty built over. Tend to be a little more rigid. Than down in the lanes. Everyone sort of minds their own business, and there are plenty of variety of sorts of people. I do not know what you are taught up here, but everything is a spectrum. I may not be a biologist, but it is stupid as a scientist to think that there are only two genders. There are not even only two sexes. Well, what I mean is, it is ridiculous to try and think that there could only be two genders people identify as, and it has to be A or B. As well as the stereotypes of those genders, that A is all of these macho quotation marks around the macho masculine things, and B is like feminine things. It's like, what the fuck? Like, where I'm from, everybody has to learn to fight. Trust me, the women are just as good at it as the men. But, sex, you know, the parts that you have. It is stupid to think there could only be two genders. When there are not only two sexes, people have this idea that all men have penis and all women have vagina, but it is. Even ignoring the existence of trans people, like, that just isn't. It doesn't work. You cannot say people with this genitals go in this box and people with this genitals go in the other, because then you have a whole lot of people that aren't fitting in either box because they are intersex. That is not to say, therefore, all intersex people are non-binary. That is not how this works. And intersex is not just one thing. It's not like, oh, all intersex people have both parts. No. There are so many variations of it. So this argument that because there are only two sexes, there can only be two genders, there aren't even only two sex, it drives me insane. And what is really, at the end of the day, the harm in people identifying as something different? Who is it fucking hurting? I am getting a little bit worked up. I, sorry, this is about you and your feelings, and you telling me your moment. I did not mean to take it over by ranting. What? How would you like me to change? Well, I mean, like, pronouns, name, if you've thought of any, titles, I don't know. Whatever you want to be referred as. Well, if you are not sure, we could always. I mean, I do not mind helping you test out they them pronouns and seeing what you think of them. Of course I'm serious. You were really scared about this, weren't you, Lobo? Sweet thing, come here. It's okay. I do not care for you any less. Nothing has changed, has it? You haven't suddenly changed. I assume this is something you've been thinking about and feeling for quite a while. Perhaps a long time, even. No, you have not changed. You have just figured out what you always were all along. You are the same person you were when I met you. Like what? Like, let's say, if when I met you. This is a terrible analogy, but it is terrible because I am showing how little I care about what gender you are. It does not affect me. So, if you had tried, like, strawberries when you were a child, and you thought they were disgusting, and you meet me and you tell me, "I will not eat strawberries, I hate them," and then we try them again as an adult, and your tastes have changed because you've grown up and you've learned more about yourself. And also, technically, you know, bodies and things can change, and puberty and all of that. And all of a sudden, you like the taste now. That does not mean you were lying to me when you told me before. You just did not know yet. Especially for people who have never. If you have not been brought up knowing that this is option. You know, like for me, being attracted to any genders. If I had been raised in an environment where I only saw male and female romance, you know, in books or in the street or whatever, I think I very easily would have been raised to think that I only liked women. Because I would have known that I definitely like women, and therefore I wouldn't have thought there was any different. Maybe I just would have thought I think everybody is beautiful. I don't know. And for someone, for example, let's say someone is raised their whole life as a female, right, as a girl. And they know they do not feel like a boy. But they don't realize they also don't feel like a girl because they do not know there is other option. They just know that they definitely don't want to change into a boy, so they must have to stay how they are. But that is not true. Everything is okay. Would you like to go get dinner? Of course, things are going to continue on as normal. If that's what you would like, then good. And if you want me to keep this a secret and in front of other people still refer to you as other things, I can do that for you. Well, I'm not going to be the one to tell them and come out on your behalf. I mean, I can if you want me to, but if you want this to just be between us and you will tell other people tomorrow or next week or whenever you are ready, I'm not going to out you. While it will hurt to me knowingly be misgendering you, I'm not going to spill this secret of yours before you are ready to tell everybody else. But if you would like me there when you tell people, I'll be there. Of course. And shall we go home then? My little envy.